Topic 173, Rules for Thought Form Building. The necessity for clear thinking and the elimination of idle, destructive, and negative thoughts becomes increasingly apparent as the aspirant progresses on his way. As the power of the mind increases, and as the human being differentiates his thoughts increasingly from mass thought, he inevitably builds thought substance into form. It is at first automatic and unconscious. He cannot help doing so, and fortunately for the race, the forms constructed are so feeble that they are largely innocuous, or so in line with mass thought that they are negligible in their effect. But as man evolves, his power and his capacity to harm or to help increases, and unless he learns to build rightly and correctly to motivate that which he has built, he will become a destructive agency and a center of harmful force, destroying and harming not only himself, as we shall see shortly, but equally hurting and harming those who vibrate to his note. Granted all this, you might inquire, are there some simple rules that the earnest and sincere beginner could apply to this science of building, and that are so clear and concise that they will produce the needed effect? There are, and I will state them simply, so that the beginner will, if he follows them, escape the dangers of black magic and learn to build in line with the plan. He will, if he follows the rules I give, avoid the intricate problem that he has himself blindly constructed, and that will indeed shut out the light of day, darken his world, and imprison him in a wall of forms that will embody for him his own special great illusion. These rules may sound too simple for the learned aspirant, but for those who are willing to become as little children, they will be found to be a safe guide into truth and will eventually make them able to pass the tests for adeptship. Some are couched in terms symbolic, others are necessarily blinds. Still others express the truth just as it is. 1. View the world of thought and separate the false out of the true. 2. Learn the meaning of illusion and in its midst locate the golden thread of truth. 3. Control the body of emotion, for the waves that rise upon the stormy seas of life engulf the swimmer, shut out the sun, and render all plans futile. 4. Discover that thou hast a mind and learn its dual use. 5. Concentrate the thinking principle and be the master of thy mental world. 6. Learn that the thinker and his thought and that which is the means of thought are diverse in their nature, yet one in ultimate reality. 7. Act as the thinker, and learn it is not right to prostitute thy thought to the base use of separative desire. 8. The energy of thought is for the good of all, and for the furtherance of the plan of God. Use it not, therefore, for thy selfish ends. 9. Before a thought form is constructed by thee, vision its purpose, ascertain its goal, and verify the motive. 10. For thee, the aspirant on the way of life, the way of conscious building is not yet the goal. The work of cleaning out the atmosphere of thought, of barring fast the doors of thought to hate and pain, to fear, and jealousy and low desire, must first precede the conscious work of building. See to thy aura, O traveler on the way. 11. Watch close the gates of thought, sentinel desire. Cast out all fear, all hate, all greed. Look out and up. 12. Because thy life is mostly centered on the plane of concrete life, thy words and speech will indicate thy thought. To these pay close attention. 13. Speech is of triple kind, The idle words will each produce effect. If good and kind, nothing need be done. If otherwise, the paying of the price cannot be long delayed. The selfish words, sent forth with strong intent, build up a wall of separation. Long time it takes to break that wall, and so release the stored-up selfish purpose. See to thy motive, and seek to use those words that blend thy little life with the large purpose of the will of God. The words of hate, the cruel speech that ruins those who feel the spell, the poisonous gossip passed along because it gives a thrill, these words kill the flickering impulses of the soul, cut at the roots of life, and so bring death. If spoken in the light of day, just retribution will they bring. When spoken and then registered as lies, they strengthen that illusory world in which the speaker lives and holds him back from liberation. If uttered with intent to hurt, to bruise and kill, they wander back to him who sent them forth, and him they bruise and kill. 14. The idle thought, the selfish thought, the cruel, hateful thought, if rendered into word, produce a prison, poison all the springs of life, lead to disease and cause disaster and delay. Therefore, be sweet and kind and good as far as in thee lies. Keep silence, and the light will enter in. 15. Speak not of self. Pity not thy fate. The thoughts of self and of thy lower destiny prevent the inner voice of thine own soul from striking upon thine ear. Speak of the soul. Enlarge upon the plan. Forget thyself in building for the world. Thus is the law of form offset. Thus can the rule of love enter upon the world. From A Treatise on White Magic, pages 472 through 475.